We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
Thank you very much. My friends, I want to read you some verses from the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. For words from the lips of our Lord, let's begin the day with these words in our mind and heart. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, in thy name cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. Do you know that in many ways there are no more solemn words in the Bible than the words I've just read? People come up sometimes and say, we've done great works. We were good people. We cast out devils in your name. We did a good many things. And he says, I never knew you. Now, I'm frank when I say to you that God Almighty in a spiritual relationship does not know any man or any woman on this earth, unless that person builds his life upon the Word of God. Now, it's all right to hear the Word. The soul that heareth shall live. And it's all right to hear the Word. We ought to hear the Word. But if a man knows what the Word says and doesn't do what the Word says, he's building his character house on the sand. And there's coming a fall just as sure as you live. Any church that doesn't build upon the Word of God, clear, definitely teaching the Word of God, loses its power. When the testing time comes, it cannot face a test. Back in the early days when the Lord spoke here, you didn't have a New Testament written then. These words were not in the book, but they're in the book now. And the words he spoke were spirit and life to the people who heard. And I said, now if you hear my words and you do them, what's that? If you accept what I say and live a consistent life, live in harmony with what you accept. You have people over this country, all over this country today, you say they believe the Bible. Oh, yes, why certainly I believe the Bible is the Word of God. I believe that. The great danger today that threatens us is not the danger of religious liberalism. That's not the danger. The danger we face today is compromise with religious liberalism on the part of people that believe the Bible. The greatest danger we face right now is we're facing because people in this country who claim to believe the Bible and hear the Word and accept the Word will go right along and support things contrary to the Word in the name of sometimes a false church loyalty or in the name of something else. They'll go ahead. And what they do is not consistent with what they say they believe. I remember talking to somebody some time ago about a certain man, a nice fellow, a likable fellow, a friend of mine. I think a great deal of him. But this man had taken a rather radical stand about something. And I said, what a pity about him. Well, somebody said, what do you expect of him? He's been supporting all along what he knew was contrary to the Bible. He raised money in his church for those things. He went along and took collections for causes that he knew were not in line with the Bible. He claimed to be orthodox. He claimed to believe the Bible. He claimed to preach the Word of God and all that. And yet while claiming to do that thing, he was inconsistent by raising money to carry on. It's the same thing you have today in politics in America today. You have men in this country who neck up with communism. They say, I'm not a communist. I'm an American. But they go ahead. They're soft, you know, when it comes to that. You know, if this government hadn't dealt with Russia as they did a few years ago, had taken a stand then immediately. But we didn't do it, you see. All right, we got soft a little. They said, oh, well, we can fix them, you know. We can go ahead and get everything all fixed up. And then we come on down the line, and first thing you know, somebody else is dealing with China. The communist China. All those millions of people today that threaten the world. Here they are. And we've taken a bold, courageous stand at once. Said, no compromise. No compromise here. We're not going ahead with it. What a different situation we have in the world. Now, everybody knows in this country we've been softening up for a long time here in America. I sort of say, Peter, well, you know, communism isn't so bad, they tell you. It isn't so bad. God bless communism. It isn't so bad, they say. All right. Now, when you know the Bible says something and it's clear to you, and you go contrary to what that word of God says, then you are building your house on the sand, and the floods are coming someday. The testing time will come, and you won't stand. Somebody asked me about the evangelistic movement of America and about what's going on in America, and said, how's it affected Bob Jones University? It hasn't hurt us a particle. Matter of fact, it's helped us in a way. It's revealed who's right and who's wrong. See? All a crisis does is to unveil, uncover your enemies, and also at the same time reveal your friends. Bob Jones University has friends in America we didn't know we had. And there were some that claimed to be friends, on the surface were friends. They were uncovered and they revealed, see? All right, now the storms are coming in your life. You young people, some of you listening to me, you're going to have to meet a testing time. And the crisis doesn't make you. All the crisis does is to reveal you. When the storms come, see, now the house built upon the sand doesn't fall ordinarily, not till the storm comes. When a storm comes, it beats upon the house, and the house falls. Now, if you are not right with God and don't live a consistent life, when the testing time comes, your house is going to fall. Your Christian house. Your character house. Now, this is the Word of God. Now, you're to build your life on the Word of God. That's the rock upon which you're building. Whatever the Bible says is so, and it says certain definite things, certain clear things, statements as clear as daylight. The Bible makes one thing as plain as day. It's not right to do wrong, to get a chance to do right. It's not right to sin against God, that grace may abound. It's not right to compromise to get to preach the gospel. God never puts a man on that spot. It's not right to preach the gospel and support something contrary to the gospel. That's wrong. It's inconsistent. In other words, a man that does that and says he believes the Bible is not living up to the Word of God. He's living an inconsistent life. Now, I hear the Word of God. What does the Bible say? Well, there's some things in the Bible I don't understand. I have to admit to you. There's some things in the Bible that's so deep and I can't get down right to the bottom of the thing. Some things I'm not sure. It might mean this. It might mean that. I think in a crisis, if I needed absolutely to know, I could know. But just as a matter of curiosity, I can't know sometimes. But all the fundamental principles of the Bible are as clear as day. He heareth my words and doeth them. I liken him to a man that builds a house on a rock. In other words, this man that hears these words and goes along with those words, builds his life upon those words, he's a consistent man. You can't win being inconsistent. Tragedies come to the home, sorrow, dishonor, disgrace. Sooner or later, if it's an inconsistent life you're living, you can't win because a storm is coming. You're living in a world filled with storms, and the storms are gathering now all over this earth. Over all the lands of the earth today, there's unrest such as the world never knew before. Doesn't matter where you go. Now, let me tell you something. The only safe thing that you and I as Christians can do is to build our life on the clear teaching of the Word of God. Now, if you want to stand, that's the only way to do it. If you don't do it, you're gone. Not on what men say about the Word, but what does the Word say? You know, it was Mark Twain, I think it was, and somebody said to him, I don't understand the Bible. Well, he said, what bothers me is not what I can't understand. What bothers me is what I can understand. You know what the Bible says. You know the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You know the Bible teaches that he died on the cross to save you. You know the Bible teaches clearly that he's the only Savior. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You know that the way of God is clear on what's necessary for your life and how you live in this world. It's as clear as day. Now then, if you don't build on that word, build your life on it, a consistent Christian life, you're going through a storm someday, and your old house is going to fall. Then we're reading that day, some will say, haven't we cast out devils in thy name? We went to church. We did this. We did that. We did the other. I believe the Bible. Yes, we did all that. Yes, but what's the matter with you? Well, you just didn't live a life. You believed right, but you didn't live right. Now, you can't live right unless you believe right. But you can believe right and not live right. You can believe the Bible's the Word of God. You can believe everything it says. And can go on living sin and trample on the holy Word of God day by day, day in, day out. Let's get back to the simple, clear statements of the Word of God. Salvation, no other name except the name of Jesus. No other name on earth except His name. He was the Son of God. He was born of a virgin. He died on the cross to save sinners. He rose the third day from the dead. He went back to heaven. He's coming again. There's salvation, no other name except His name. The Bible is clear that it's not right to do wrong to get a chance to do right. The Bible is clear that it's not right for me to preach one thing and support something else. The Bible makes it plain that I ought to bring my life in line with what I believe. Now may the Spirit of God come upon you and me and give us the grace and the strength and the faith and the stamina we need. Now let us this year live our lives in line with the Word of God. Because the storms may come this year. The Lord's coming. He may come soon. He may come today. He's coming. We're going to meet Him. And this world in its chaotic state, and with all the clouds that gather, this world cannot take care of you. Nobody but God can take care of you. But if you are right with God and live the right kind of consistent life, you're as precious to God as the apple of His eye. And He watches over your own. He puts about you His protecting arms and keeps you by His grace. Now, I'm going to ask all of you who are listening in, who are Christians especially, if you're not a Christian, I hope you'll trust Christ. But I'm going to ask you this morning, we have a word of prayer, to dedicate your life today to God's holy word and to Him, to live this year a consistent life in line with the word of God. God help us to do it. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. We thank Thee that Thy word makes it plain that Jesus died to save sinners. That means He died for us poor sinners. And we thank Thee that there's salvation in His name. We trust Him as our Savior if we know our heart. He makes His word clear to us now and says, build upon it. If you will, you'll be like a man building upon a rock. If you don't, you're like a man building upon the sand. Lord, save us in this day of crisis that we build our own individual lives upon a rock, so we can meet any storm that may come. Now hear us and keep us and lead us and guide us and use us for Thy glory. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. Consider this. Bob Jones University has produced much of the leadership for today's Christian schools and has trained the administrators of other Christian colleges. So, if you want the best grad school training in education, go to the source. Contact Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. We'll make you better by degrees.